Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaya. How may I help you?
Kaya, can you tell me what company is this for?
Ma'am, we are a third-party call center that services over many different warehouses that have many different products. So if you do have an account with us, I can see if I can find it and see what product you are possibly inquiring about.
Okay, so I'm unfamiliar because I just saw Boozo Farm as a description on my credit card,
yes,
and I
ma'am.
Do not recall making a purchase. So I was, is that something you can search or?
Yes, ma'am. Can I have that zip code, please?
96792.
Thank you. Can I have a first and last name?
Crystal Jewelry Holly.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And just for verification purposes, may I please have that shipping address?
851317 Kapaikahi. That's Kapaikahi Street, Waianae, Hawaii, 96792.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And I'm just looking over the account here. I do see that you have our aloe vera face cream as well as the eye serum. The eye serum gets rid of any dark circles. The face cream can reduce any fine lines and wrinkles. let me see here about these charges.
So is that an automatic
a reoccurrence, like a subscription type thing?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So
that was a free product try for shipping costs only.
Yes, ma'am. March 28th, before confirming the order, just asked if you agreed to our terms and conditions. Basically just saying that you were signing up for a 14-day trial. Initially, you just paid the shipping and handling. And then, yes, the products were going to be free if you just called in and canceled before that 15th day if you didn't want to continue receiving our product and you were just billed for the initial shipment that you had already received. And yes, it was going to be a reoccurring thing unless you called in to cancel.
Yeah, I want to cancel. And how is that? Was that all in a fine print that obviously is not that is not visible on the screen? Is that what's happening again?
Ma'am, yes, this, I believe it was in the terms and conditions. It could have been a pop-up blocker if you didn't see it, or you just had to click on terms and conditions and it took you to another window where you had to read all that information.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, but I can definitely get you canceled out right now. And we do have a May special 35% off going on if you're interested.
No, I'm actually wanting to know how you're going to reimburse me because this is 2 months of fees coming out that I am unaware of. And this explanation you're giving me of going into the terms and conditions, you guys realize that that is your guys' catch-all of taking advantage of people, right?
Terms and conditions are listed for many, many different things.
Please don't lecture me on what terms and conditions are. I'm fully aware of what terms and conditions are. So who am I going to speak to? Because I want to be reimbursed for the 2 months that it was charged after the initial purchase that I did in March. Because I was charged April and May. No, March and April.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can just advise that. Did you receive any more shipments other than the initial shipment?
No.
Okay. So yes,
No.
I will have to advise you that these charges are valid, and I can definitely issue you a free reship on these products that you are supposed to receive.
So I was charged me. There's two items. Then I see there is two items in April. I also see that there is the charges that was something I agreed upon in March.
Yes, ma'am, that's shipping and handling for that product.
And the only products I received was the initial one. So again, that terms and conditions you're talking about, you guys are doing a recurring thing, yet you don't send the product, because if you did send the product timely, then I would have been returning the product and knowing that I was being assessed fees and charges for these products. So no, I did not get anything additional from the very first time I purchased. So again, another misleading tactic that is being done. Now, who is it that's going to be issuing the reimbursement? Because no products were sent to me. And this is exactly what companies do when they put them in the fine print and say, oh, you just needed to click on the box. You guys not sending the product so that the customers can't actually return the product, because until they're looking at the credit card statement, that's how they're finding out that they're being taken advantage of.
Yes, ma'am, and I do completely understand that if you would have received the product, you would know to call in to cancel. Let me see what exactly else I can do. I'm going to place you on a brief hold so I can talk to my supervisor about it, okay? All right, ma'am, I'll be right back. Just trying to get some help for you, okay?
I'm waiting.
All right, yes, ma'am. Just waiting on that response from my supervisor. I did cancel you out. Did I give you the cancellation number already?
No.
Okay,
No, you
yep.
did not.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a pen and paper?
Just a minute. Ready?
Okay, so that cancellation number will be C as in cancel, 406. F as in Frank, the number 8. F as in Frank, the number 5. A as in apple. A as in apple. And the number 7.
So can I repeat that? You said C as in Charlie, 406, F as in Frank, the number 8, F as in Frank, the number 5, A for Apple, 7.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just going to place you on another brief hold, okay? So I can, my supervisor is here, so we're just going to look over the account, see what we can do for you, okay? All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. So just talking with my supervisor, I did let him know that you weren't receiving any of the product that you had already paid for. Just because, again, that before, well, on March 28th, you did agree to those terms and conditions. You were aware of paying that shipping and handling. I'm not gonna say that you knew, but in the terms and conditions, it did say that this was a reoccurring thing. So again, those charges will be considered valid, and we can offer you a free reship on both of those products that you should have received.
Is that his only answer?
Yes, ma'am. Just a reship. We already canceled you out. Again, he just talked about them terms and conditions, and like I said, we can definitely offer you those products that you did pay for free of charge. You won't be paying for no reshipment. It'll come free.
What do you mean it'll come free? Supposedly I paid for them.
Yes, you won't have to pay any more shipping and handling charges. It'll
Where is this company, and where will I get more details? Because I plan to take you up with the Better Business Bureau for your guys, what you guys are doing.
Yes, ma'am. So I can definitely we are Elevair Face Care, so that is the name of the company. Just as a courtesy, because again, I understand that you haven't received the product and I want to help you as much as possible. I'm not supposed to do this, but I can definitely offer you 35% back on those charges.
35% back on those charges.
Yes, ma'am. And I can get that dollar amount for these last two charges, that $92.90 and that $91.89, $92.90, 35. That would be $32.52 and $91.89, 35. And that would be another $32. So $64 refunded, as well as the free reship on those products that you didn't receive.
So you're refunding me on both months that I was charged and didn't get products, and you're going to send me the product.
So I'm just refunding you on the last charge. Those initial first two charges, that was paying for the product that you had initially received, the first round of product that does say delivery. For the second round of product that you didn't receive, I'm refunding you on two of those charges, and yes, you will still get the product.
Okay, wait. My dear, I was charged in March, on March 27th, and that is the only product in which I purchased that I am fully aware of. That was
Yes,
the first
ma'am.
two shipping charges. Then I'm being charged in April. Then I'm being charged in May. So you're reimbursing me partial for May, and you're sending me products for both April and May.
All right, ma'am. Just so I can, I'm just going to explain it one more time. I'm sorry if I'm not explaining it correctly. The product that you had received in April, on April 8th, it says here it was delivered April 8th. You paid the shipping and handling to get that to you. That's $7.45 and that's $6.70. And then on April 14th, you were billed for the product that you initially received. So that product that you already have is the product that you had paid for in April. So the charges in May, because you didn't receive that product, we're trying to give you that product as well as give you money back for those two charges,
So
those two.
your advertisement, which is why I'm extremely annoyed, is you just needed to pay the product and pay for the shipping, and you got the product. Now you're telling me that your fine print said you not only have to pay your shipping for the product to come, But if you didn't cancel, now you're paying for the product.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you guys are putting on a recurring plan.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you just hear me say that to you? That is how misleading your advertisements are, and you guys think this is legitimate business? Are you kidding me? So, no, I don't want your product, but I want my refund. And I'm going to still refer this to the Better Business Bureau because you guys are playing with that terms and conditions area that people aren't going through that process to look for that fine detail that states all of that because I do read the terms and conditions.
Yes, ma'am. And just as a courtesy, because I do want to satisfy you as much as possible, I can definitely boost that refund to 50%. I'm not supposed to. My supervisor didn't tell me to, but I want to help you as much as possible. And I can definitely just boost that up, and that can just stay between us. I can definitely help you out more. So that would be $45.95 coming back for that $91.89 charge, and then that $92.90. This one brief moment, $92.90, 50% of that will be $46. So $46 and $45 will be coming back into your account. So total $91. So ultimately, one of those charges will be knocked off. And again, I definitely want to issue you the product as well. So you're getting a full $91 back and the product.
You said your name was Alyssa, right?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please?
You did say your name was Alyssa, right?
No, ma'am. My name is Kaya, K-Y-A.
Kaya. Kaya, I was a manager of customer service for 20-plus years, and I'm telling you, my dear, you're in the wrong company because this is wrong. This is totally wrong. And being as upset as I am, this product, as however good it was, it is not good as of right now. And that is because of the misleading information in your advertisement, in your fine print. And again, I'm going to say it. It's in your fine print that is being overlooked by your customers, and you guys are getting away with it. This is wrong. If your product was as good as it should be, then you should be able to give this information at the time of a purchase. But
yes,
no,
ma'am.
I don't want your product because I will have nothing nice to say about it. I want as much money as you're going to give me back because I don't want anything to do with this product anymore.
Yes, ma'am.
That's how horrible this is.
I can definitely go ahead and process that refund for you right now.
And again, I'm confirming that you have removed me from anything with this company, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That cancellation number serves as verification. Everything is canceled out. So the only thing you should be expecting now is just that refund from us. I can get you the total. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Kaya, you know what? You need to say something to your boss for me. Because obviously he has no consideration of doing his job and getting his employee out of the range of an upset client. He should have been on this phone. I should not have to be yelling at you. He's the boss. He gets paid the bigger bucks. He should be taking this call. So you tell him, why don't he learn how to do his job? Because this is exactly what you should not be taking care of. And that
yes,
is
ma'am.
All of this anger and frustration.
Yes, ma'am. And I am sorry. I'm sorry. I'm processing that refund right now. And I'm going to see if it offers you an email just so you can get that confirmation as well. 46, 45. Let me see. Just one brief moment. 46, 45. And it's processing.
This is not a way I want to start a day.
Just to make sure this email is valid, kunapua@yahoo.com. Okay, yes, ma'am. So it does say a refund confirmation email has been sent. So
thank you for your time.
No problem. I thank you for calling customer support. I hope your day gets better.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.